We'll start from the middle of Parshas Chukas, and it's a section about the Nechash HaNechoshes, all about speech. We have the story that the Torah tells us where Bnei Yisrael began to complain. Nothing is new, but of course, this particular complaint brought about a great punishment. So obviously, it stood out. And they were complaining, Be'lokim over Moshe, Pasuk, this is in Perek Chaf Aleph. And as a result of this, they complained about the man. And Vayishalach Hashem Ba'am, in Pasuk Vav, Hashem unleashed against the people, Eish HaNechashim HaSerafim, these snakes that are, Rashi learns, HaSerafim means that the snakes would, their quality was that they would burn people with their venom. Okay, Vayinashchu Esa'am, and they were biting people, Vayomas Amav Mi'Yisrael, many people died. So then they realized this, and they approached Moshe, and they expressed remorse, Vayomu Chatanu, and they recognized that they spoke against Hashem, they spoke against Moshe. They asked Moshe to daven, to remove this, and Moshe did so, he obliged, Vayispal Moshe Bad Ha'am. So in response to Moshe's tefillah, this is, by the way, a lesson in how a person should always be willing to daven on behalf of others, even if the person himself was the target of what the others did. Moshe Rabbeinu was gladly mochel them, Rashi says. You see that if someone is asked for mechila, they should be very foregoing and very flexible. So Moshe did that. Now comes the response. Vayom Hashem Moshe. So Hashem says the words of the pasuk are Selucha Saraf. Saraf is synonymous with the Nachash, but the word Hashem used was Saraf. Nachashim, Sarafim, these are different words used for the snakes. So Hashem says to make an image of a Saraf, Vesimo Soal Nes, to put it high up on a pole, and everybody who goes bitten will look at this and will live, will survive. So Moshe obliged, but then the pasuk adds something that we didn't know before. Vayas Moshe Nachash Nechoshes. So it says that he made Nachash Nechoshes. He made a snake of copper. Nowhere in the pasuk earlier does it mention that it should be made of copper. Hashem said Asil Chasaraf, didn't say what to make it from, what material. Moshe made Nechash Nechoshes, and he puts it up on the tall pole. And again, V'hayam Nashach HaNechoshes Ish, if someone was bitten, V'hipit HaNechash HaNechoshes, this is Nechash HaNechoshes, the famous Nechash HaNechoshes that was what led people to get healed. B'choy. Okay, we'll have to discuss a lot about this. We know, just to know the famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that ultimately the refuah came about not because somehow magically you look at the image of the Nechoshes and Nechash Nechoshes, but the tshuva that people felt when they looked up and they thought about Kadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see more about this. But obviously the way that it came about was through this image of this copper snake. Now, there's a comment of Rashi that Ramban is going to critique, and then he's going to explain more about this and try to work it into the same statement of Chazal. So I'd like to focus a bit on this Rashi and the various sources for Rashi's comment and what the Ramban asks on this, and to get a broader perspective on what's happening here. So let's focus on the Rashi that Ramban quotes in Pasuk Tes. The Ramban quotes the comment of Rashi on Vayas Moshe Nechash Nechoshes. So the quote is as follows. Lo nemar lo lasoso shel nechoshes. Nowhere did we find Hashem mentioning to Moshe that it should be made out of copper. So what's the pshat that Moshe made nechash nechoshes? Elo amar Moshe. Moshe said the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar li nachash. Hashem said to make a nachash. Ani esenu shel nechoshes. So let me draw some implication from that. What does that suggest? If Hashem said to make a nachash, so let me make it from some material that sounds like the same word. Lashon nofel alashon. It's a language that's similar to play on words. In other words, nachash, nachoshes, the same letters. Lashon Rashi medivrei Rabbi Seinu zechronim lebracha. Okay, so these are the words of Rashi. We'll soon have to see exactly what the actual Medrash says that Rashi is quoting. Is a larger context to the Medrash. It's an interesting Medrash to mention. It's not a Medrash here in Parshas Chukas. It's actually a Medrash in Parshas Noach. And it actually is also a Yerushalmi in Yosh Hashanah on that Mishnah of the Chinochash Meimis and Nochash Mechaya in the second parak, or the third parak actually, of Rosh Hashanah. So the first question that the Ramban has on Rashi is Rashi quotes a medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Li Nachash, that Moshe says, Hashem said to me, Nachash, let me make it Shal Nachoshes. So the Ramban asks, well, I don't understand, V'lo Avinosi Zeh. Shari HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hizkir Lo Nachash. Hashem didn't say Nachash, Ela Aseh Lecha Saraf. Hashem used a different word. There's nothing in the word Saraf that's associated with Nachoshes. If Hashem would say Nachash, then I understand what Rashi's saying, to make a Nachash of Nachoshes because of the play on words. But Hashem didn't say Nachash. So what's the pshat exactly in Chazal? Avo, daitam lomar, what Chazal mean to say is, kehalach Moshe achar shem ha'etzem asher lo. That Moshe followed the shem ha'etzem, meaning the description. What is a saraf? A saraf is synonymous with a Nachash. It's another word for Nachash. It's a certain quality that they had, the venom. So Moshe Rabbeinu took the word Saraf and understood that to mean Nachash, and then he went with that and made it out of Nachoshes. So that's what Chazal must mean. Although, again, words of Rashi are a little bit misleading then. Rashi says that Moshe said, Hashem said to me Nachash. Okay, but meanwhile we have this very interesting idea that Moshe Rabbeinu felt that if Hashem said Nachash or Hashem said Saraf, then Moshe has got to add to what Hashem said to make it fit. So obviously we have to understand what Rashi meant when Rashi said that Hashem said Nachash. Some of the Mefarshim of Rashi tried to tweak Rashi a little bit. Let me read from some of them. So the Sifri Chachamim quotes this Ramban, and he wants to add a little something maybe to defend Rashi. So he says, quotes everything we just read in the Ramban. V'nira lefareh, says the Sifri Chachamim, kevan d'shem ha'etzem shel nachash, shekoro HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachash, imkein lama krau ha'chasaraf. So if we know that nachash and saraf are synonymous, and the shem ha'etzem of that which Hashem is referring to it as saraf is really nachash, so why does Hashem not use the word nachash? Why does Hashem say saraf? Hashem could say, aseh lecha nachash. Ela Amar Moshe. So this is how he wants to do Mshan Rashi. Moshe thought as follows. Ramaz li HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishem Hachi Kra'o B'Shem HaTohar. Why did Hashem use a word that you have to figure out it means Nachash instead of saying the word Nachash? You know, you have to think of what a Saraf is. If I say, what comes to mind when I say the word Saraf, so what comes to mind is Nachash. So why does Hashem not just say the word Nachash actually with the word itself? Why does he use an adjective or a synonym of Nachash? And the answer is, it must be, Kedei lasos ha-Nachash Nachoshes, Kedei shal yado yavo shem ha-etzem. In other words, Moshe says, I have to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is kind of leaving something for me. So Hashem didn't want to use the word Nachash in order for me to match Nachash to Saraf. It's an interesting way of reading Rashi. In other words, that Hashem said Saraf, but Hashem said Saraf bedafka in order to leave room for me to take the idea of Saraf and associate with the material of Nechoshes with that which Saraf actually represents, which is the Shem HaEtzem. This is, it comes out, Rashi is not saying so much differently than the Ramban, it's just that Rashi is trying to explain that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to match the Nechoshes to the Shem HaEtzem, because Hashem wanted Moshe to have that kind of leeway. It's interesting how he's learning it, because it perhaps fits a little bit with the Medrash itself. When the Medrash talks about this idea, we'll see the Medrash uses a language of the Pasuk in Mishlei, Yishma Chacham V'Yosef Lekach. Let me actually read the Medrash for you. It's a Medrash in Parshas Noach. How does it come into Parshas Noach, you wonder? So let me tell you how it's to do Parshas Noach. The words in the pasuk here are asei lecha saraf. So now this is a riddle. How many times in Tanakh do you find the expression asei lecha? Like over here, it says asei lecha saraf. Where else do you find the expression? Okay, so that's two. So we have four altogether. So now you've got, one is here. Good, that's Noach. That's how we connect to Noach. And there's one more. And that's in Yehoshua, Haftorah and Pesach. Aseilcha Charvos Tzurim that he should mal b'nei Yisrael. Okay, so here's the Medrash Parshas Noach Parshas Lamed Aleph Os Ches. Says as follows: Asei lecha tevas atzei gofer. That's by Noach. Amar Rabbi Isi b'dalid mekomos nemar b'loshin hazeh asei lecha. In three of the four places, it's understood totally what it's going to mean. B'gimel nisparish, b'echad lo nisparish. In one place of the four, it's not so clear that the full details. Asei lecha tevas atzei gofer. That's clear. So that's Amrav Nasan Tevusa de Ayin de Kardinin. That's the translation in Aramaic of Atzei Gofer. So it's clear what it is he's to make. Asei lecha chavos tzurim. So Nisparish, we know what it is. Nisparish galvin de tinri. That's the translation. Asei lecha shtei chatzotros kesef. You can't get more explicit than that. This is exactly what it is. But there's one more. Asei lecha saraf lo nisparish. So okay, asei lecha saraf. But from what? What should I make it from? It doesn't state in the pasuk. So Rabbi Yudan b'shem Rabbi Ivu Omar, the Pasuk says in Mishrei Aleph, Yishma Chacham v'yosef lekach. Pasuk says, a wise person will hear and he'll add his own, his own twist on it. Zeh Moshe. This refers to Moshe. Sh'amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo l'Moshe, sel chasaraf v'lo pireish. Hashem didn't elaborate on what to make it from. Omar. So now listen to how the Medrash puts it. Im ani oso shoshozav. Now what are my possibilities? What are my options? It has to be from some material that's available here, some metal. So if I make it of gold, en alashen hazeh nofel alashen zeh. It doesn't match the language. So kesef, again, en alashen hazeh nofel alashen zeh. Ela hare ani oso shoshon nechoshes, lashon nofel al halashon. This is the words of Rashi. Lashon nofel alashen shnemas v'es moshon nechash nechoshes. So the idea here is that Moshe was Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach. So the way the Sifrei Chachamim weren't Pshat and Rashi, so in a way it does now work out, because the way that it says, Hashem said Saraf, but Hashem wanted Moshe to take the Saraf and to understand what is the Saraf, what is it? It is a Nachash. And therefore Moshe was able to take that and match it up. Okay, so Rashi's words were, Hashem said, make a nachash, he would have to mean the Shema Etzem, which is what the Ramban actually says. This is a comment of Rashi. Now, there's another place where this appears, in Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, and it says as follows. This is Paragimel Halacha Tes, on the Mishnah, that the Mishnah asks the question, and so on, they would be healed. So here we have again, Amrav Yasa, Ba'abam Mekomos Nemar Aseh Lecha, B'shlosha Piresh, V'echad Lo Piresh, and it goes through the examples. And again, but here it says as follows, and this is again, fits nicely with the Ramban for sure, and maybe the way that we're explaining in the Sifrei Chacham in Rashi, that it's, Amar Moshe, Ikra Lo Nachashu, Ikra lo nachashu, isn't it essentially nachash? That is a saraf, it's a nachash. L'fikach v'yas Moshe nachash nachoshes. Now, let's say, once we're on this, the idea itself of the Medrash, of lashon nofel alashon, we'll see more in the Ramban in a second, but just the idea of the message of this Medrash, that Moshe wanted to match the language, lashon nofel alashon. So the Maharal in Gur Aryeh says something, and then we'll go back to the Medrash and see how the Medrash puts it. He says, Ki Hashem mora al ha'etzem hadavar. The idea is that when we speak about Lashon HaKodesh, words are not arbitrary. This is very different than typical languages, which are a matter of convention. People know that whatever word it is means whatever people associate it with. But Lashon HaKodesh is different because every word is precisely relating to what the essence of that word is. And therefore, nothing is a coincidence. Says the Maharal, Ki Hashem mora al etzem hadavar. Mikevan shanechoshes v'anachash b'shem echad. Since they have the same overlapping letters, nechoshes and nachash, mora al kiyei shiver lehem b'davar. It shows that there's some kind of a commonality. It's not a coincidence. Sha'arei Ksiv, and he quotes what we find in Parashas Bereishis, V'choa sheyikro ho Adam nefesh chaya hu shemo. Then Adam Arishon labeled different animals by whatever name he came up with, but that became its name, that's its essence. Tira mizeh, says the Maharon Gerarye, Sha'ashemos nikram al pi achachma v'lo l'chinam. Now he doesn't explain here more as far as the depth of it, but it can't be a coincidence, and that's the message of this Rashi. Just to show that's the Pshat in the Medrash, he doesn't quote it, the Maral, but it's clear from the very Medrash itself. So, for example, going back to the Medrash Parshas Noach, right after the comment that we read in the Medrash, Mikan, says the Medrash, Mikan shenitna Torah b'lashon HaKodesh. Says exactly the Medrash's point. The Torah is given Lashon HaKodesh. And he continues and says, Rav Pinchas Rav Chizkia b'shem Rav Simon k'shem shenitna Torah b'Lashon HaKodesh kacha olam nivra b'Lashon HaKodesh. And it goes on to different words. You see ish v'isha. You see there's a commonality. Man, woman, ish, isha. This is the Medrash Parshas Noach, a very beautiful Medrash. Now in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi, there's another twist on this. Right after, again, the Medrash that Rashi quotes, and the four places where it says Asegacha, so then it says, Mikan Haya Rav Meir Doresh Shemos. So because that we see here, there's something called Lashon Ofer Lashon, Rav Meir was known to be very aware of names and to draw conclusions from it. He was Doresh Shemos. Chad Barnash, there was a person, says Yerushalmi, Habishmei Kidor. His name was Kidor. I have to get out of here. Let's get out of here. He's a bad person. Why? Bar Nash Bishu. He's a bad person. Kidor Tapuchos Hema. Pasuk in Parashas Hazinu, in Shiras Hazinu. Kidor Tapuchos Hema. An upside down generation. But Kidor. So that's the Yerushalmi. The mayor had he made acquaintance of a guy, Kidor. He says, I'm leaving. That's the Yerushalmi, but the rest of the story is a Bavli. And those who maybe remember the story at the end of Masechta Yuma, and this is the rest of that story that the Yerushalmi alludes to, the mayor was Daik Bishma, the last parak of Masechta Yuma, Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis. So it talks about Rav Meir, together with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, the three of them. So Rav Meir was Daik Bishma, that was his way. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Daik Bishma, they wouldn't necessarily go all out to darshan a name and to act in accordance with that. So Kimatu Ahu Duchta, they came to a particular place, Boush Pisa. They wanted a place to stay for Shabbos. So they wanted lodging. Yavule Yavulu. So they had a place and someone allowed them to stay there. We'll see, it was Erev Shabbos. Amru lo mashimcha. So they said to the person, the innkeeper, what's your name? Amaluhu, he said, take a guess, Kidor, that was his name, Kidor. Amar, so here Rav Meir said, we thought to himself, I guess, Shmamina Adam Rasha, who, he's obviously someone wicked, Shenema Kidor Tapuchos Hema. Okay, but that was Rav Meir's style, the other two weren't that way. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Ashrimule Kisayu. So the other two, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, entrusted their wallets with him, they gave their purse. Rav Meir lo ashlim lekisei. Rav Meir didn't give the purse to the guy because of his suspicions. Now what happened? What did Rav Meir do with it? Azal osvei bekivrei de avua. So he went out, I guess it was a place where people were buried outside, and he ended up putting it on the kever of the innkeeper's father, on the kever. Meanwhile, ischazilei bechelma, that innkeeper's father came in a dream to Rav Meir, and he said, go take the purse, it's on the head of that person. So Lamacha, the next day, he told the other two, Hachi is chazri bechalmai, this is what happened in my dream. This person's father came to me in the dream and said, get it away, it's on my head. So they said, Amr le chelma de beshimshi lesbu mamasha. A dream that's on Friday nights, you know, that there's nothing to take seriously about it. Okay. Azo Rav Meir, v'natre kula yoma. Rav Meir stayed and stayed guarded his money, so to speak, you know, the entire day. The I say, and then afterwards he took it. L'machar, the next day, meaning after Shabbos, Amru lo, they said to the innkeeper, Havlan kisan, can we have our purses? So, what did he say, of course? He said, Amar lehu lo yedrami olam. He denied everything.
No money.
No money. Amar lehu Rab Meir, so they said, Rab Meir said to him, Mailo da kisu bishma, you should have known better, you should have recognized, his name was Kidor. So they said, So you knew that to suspect him, you knew that he was a Rasha. Why don't you tell us? So May says to them, Emer de Amri anach shasha, achzuki mi Amri. You know, I was suspicious. But it doesn't mean he's becheskas Rasha. Becheskas Rasha, I have to tell you. My suspicion, I'm not going to be choshed and tell you something that I don't know. It's only a chshad. So for me, I was choshed. So meanwhile, how are they going to get their money? So that, what's the end of the story? Mashchuhu vailu chanusa. So they dragged him into a tavern, to a store, basically, and they got him a little bit intoxicated. So then, then what happened was that's what it says in the Bach. Ashkio chamra. They gave him wine. So now chazu tafchi asfame. They found lentils on his lips. That's what he ate. So now they have a way of getting the money by talking to the wife with a simon. So they say, Azlo viavu simna ledvisu. They told the wife and they gave a sign. He said, the husband said, we should give us the purses, and the sign is that he had lentils to eat. I guess that's what she had given him earlier. Vishakul kisayu, v'aisu, and then and they left. And so what happened as a result of that? Azlo iyu v'katil itse. He killed his wife because she gave up the money. Can you imagine? The Gemara says, that's where we find that Mayim Rishonim caused someone to give Psar Chazir to be eaten, and my machronim hargus and nefesh. Anyway, the story continues. Ubisof havidayka bishmar. After this, they learned their lesson, and they did take seriously somebody's name, because they came to another place. Kimato lahu beis. So they came to a house. Dishmei bala, not beis lamid hey. It says here bala. Lo aylu gabe. They didn't want to go there. Amr shmamina rasha udesiv, and they called a pasuk. The Omar lebala neufim. So va'omer abala neufim ata yiznu. So they had a bad association, and that was the end of the story. Anyway, all of this comes out of the Gemara Yerushalmi, and as we mentioned, because lashon nofel al lashon. Let's come back to the Ramban. Ramban says something else very profound in connection to this idea and this story. Continues the Ramban and says as follows: what was the idea of taking a copper serpent, a copper snake, for a cure for those who were bitten? I think that there's a secret here, and I think it's as follows. Ki hu midarke ha-Torah. This is the way of the Torah. Shekom ma'aseh ha-neis b'toch neis. That the Torah often will find that it will perform a miracle within a miracle, to make the miracle even more sharp and more great. How so? So, for example, in this court, in terms of the refuah over here, Tamid tasir hanezek b'mazik utirape hacholi b'machli. You want to remove the damage, so you do it, or the harm, you do it with something that also has the same potential to harm, as if you would imagine more of the same. It should be the opposite, and Hashem, so to speak, is going to make that the vehicle for the healing. And tirape hacholi b'machli, the thing that seems to be the source of the illness is going to be the source of the healing. Where do we find such an idea? Kamoshis Kiru, Chazal say this in Baimara. Vayorei Hashem ate. The water was bitter, and Moshe complained that people can't drink the water. Hashem showed Moshe a twig to throw in the water to make it sweet. Chazal say that ate was bitter. It was whatever it was, her dufni plant, that was bitter, and Hashem was mamtik mar b'mar, says the Medrash. Hashem made something sweet by taking more bitter, and bitter plus bitter makes sweet. So that's a neis betoch neis. We find this also by Rashi, by the snakes of Aaron, that even after became a mata, that's a neis betoch neis of a different order. We'll see more about this idea in a minute. But the Ramban is talking about when it comes to refuah specifically. Intervention Hashem wants to do is through a neis betoch neis, v'chein b'melach Elisha b'mayim, the salt of Elisha, he threw it into the water of Yericho that was bitter, and he made it sweet. Now he says something interesting. So why is this an example of neis betoch neis? Yadua bedakei refuos. It is known in the practice of medicine, I guess in his day, shekon neshuchei bali ha'eres. People are bitten by by animals that have venom. Yistaknu bir'osam osam o bir'ostim usam. They'll be more endangered when they see those animals, or when they see any image of the animal. It somehow creates as an imprint in their mind from the trauma. Something interesting in terms of psychology today, that there's an association, an imprint that stands in their mind, that when they see the source of their harm, then it's going to create even more danger for them. Ad kineshuchi akelav ashote, someone who was bitten, people were bitten by a rabid dog, right, wild dog. V'chein shar behemos hashotos, can rabid animals. Im yabitu b'mayim. Now, what happens if they look into a pool of water? Yeroi lehem sham bavuas hakelev o hamazik. They'll look at the water, and it'll look as if in the water they're seeing the image of the dog or the animal that was harming them, v'yamusu. And that trauma of seeing in front of them in the transparent water the image of the dog is going to kill them. Kimosha Kasu, he quotes this, Besife Refuos, Umuskar Bigamar Besachas Yoma. A daf later from the daf that we looked in Pei Gimel, you have to take another look in Yuma, Pei Dalet. V'chein, so to the extent that even looking at the animal or an image of that animal is going to create more harm. V'chein Yishmeru Osam Arofim Mehaski Bifneiem Shem Hanochesh. Not only do they should they not be associating with the animal or picture of the animal, even a word, that the word has associations with that source of their harm is going to exacerbate their pain and their illness. Why is that? The soul of the person who is the victim is going to latch on to that thought. It's like you're locked in to that image or that word, and suddenly you're jinxed and you're under the spell of this source of the sickness. Unbelievable idea here. See, this is, it's like you have to rid yourself of that association. My wife has a practice where she uses an intervention called EMDR, which I don't know much about it, but the little that I know, it has to do with trying to get a person's associations that not to haunt them anymore. Because when a person experiences whatever pain, so subsequent events just kind of couple themselves and latch on to those associations of the first time that they had the trauma. And people who deal with trauma have to figure out how to get the person no longer under the influence and the spell of all those associations that had to do with the trauma. So the Ramban is saying in his own way that there's all kinds of associations, be it the picture, be it the word. Something else even more fascinating. He mentioned from the doctors. The doctors have mentioned something like it's one of the wonders of nature, as follows. Someone's bitten by a wild dog. After he's gotten mad from this illness. Let's say they collect his meraglaim, his urine, in a glass that's transparent, what will happen? Yeroi bashes and dmus gure klavim ktanim. They'll be seen by that person in the glass the image of small pups of a dog. Vim taver mayim b'matris. Let's say you let the fluid go through a cloth, utesaninim. You'll filter them, and you want to say, did anything really change in the properties of the water? Lo timfabem shemroshem. You won't see anything of that sort. And yet the person could swear that they saw it. It's what it must be in their mind. When you put back the fluid in the glass vessel, what is it? You'll see these gurei hakravim mivoarim, or the girsa other have mitoarim again. This is part of the psyche. So now go back to why it's a neis betoch neis. So now you would imagine, they were victims of being bitten by snakes. So you would think, in order for them to get past the trauma of being bitten by snakes, the last thing you would want to do is put in the front of their faces, in a big pole up on top, anything that has any connection to a nachash, to a saraf. Roya Yisrael Neshuchi and Shachashim Hasravim Shalo Yiru Nachash Vlo Yiskiruhu Vlo Yalu Alev Klal. And the last thing you want to do is have any connection to the source of the trauma. What Hashem do? But Siva Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is the derech of the Torah. Neis betoch neis. Moshe Lasos Lem Demus Saraf Hu Amemisosam. He goes on, he says, Yadua ken nachashim asrafim adumei ha'inayim, the red-eyed, wide-headed, rachvi harosh, gufam ke'en anchoshes b'tzavaram, the copper at the neck, ukach lo matzamosh ukaim mitfrasa b'saraf, bilti shias nachash nachoshes. Ki hu d'mus nachash saraf, it's the image of a fiery serpent, v'im yasena b'dava acher, d'mus nachash v'lo d'mus saraf. He wants to have it exactly what it was that was biting them. Now, how does this fit with Chazal? We began with the Rashi. Lashon nofel l'lashon. How does that fit with Ramban's idea? U'masha amru min alashon nofel l'lashon ki haskoras Hashem b'vat hazik. Because the mention of the name is itself the source of pain. Haklau ki tziv Hashem shisrapu b'mazik ha'memes b'teva v'asu d'muso u'shimo. So they made something which is like it and also reminiscent of the name, which is Nechoshes. And therefore, you think Nechoshes, you think Nachash. Nachash, ouch! Nachash is what's going to make you feel worse. No, the Nachash is going to cause you to get better. The more that person would look at the very thing in the eye, looking at them, the very thing that's bringing all the association of the trauma, what's the message? In other words, look straight in the eye at the thing that you'd want to run away from, at the source of the tzara, and understand it will disappear. Look at that, and it disappears. That's the idea of Neis B'toch Neis. But now I want to leave you with the following question. So the Ramban is the beautiful idea of the Ramban, and obviously we should also recognize something more here in terms of the lesson of Lashon Nofel HaLashon, because it's also an idea of speech, the power of speech. Just as Klal Yisrael made a mistake through speech, so the lesson that came of that was also a message of speech, Lashon Nofel HaLashon. I think that's part of the story as well. But specifically in the Ramban himself, there's maybe a contradiction that one could raise between other Rambans and what the Ramban says over here. Here the Ramban says the Derech HaTorah is to make a neis greater, to accentuate the miracle, right? But now I'm going to read you a Ramban from Parshas Noach. We've mentioned Noach before because of the Medrash of Aseh Lecha Tevas Atzei Gofer. So we're back to Aseh Lecha Tevas Atzei Gofer from a Ramban's perspective. The Ramban explains over there in Parshas Noach that there was clearly a miracle when you had a Teva as big as it was to have as many people, as many animals, as much food for a year, all in that space, impossible. It couldn't be. By nature, it shouldn't have been that such a teva, 300 length amos and so on, it wouldn't work. But it was a miracle. No doubt it was a miracle. Says the Ramban, if it was a miracle, so why have to make it as big as you did? I mean, it's all a miracle anyway. So Ramban says here, and he says in a lot of places, the same idea, but I read you from the Ramban in Parshas Noach. V'im tomar yasena ketana v'yismoch al hanes. So first he says it's for people to see and to discuss it. That's one answer, to lead them for tshuva. Then he says another thing. V'od, asu osa gedola l'mayit b'nes. Ki kein haderech b'chol anisim shebat Torah b'nevim, lasos masha b'yad adam lasos v'asha yeh b'dei shamayim. In other words, you don't want to do something in a way that accentuates the miracle. You want it to be more low-key. So this is a Ramban here in Parshas Noach, and it's a Ramban in a lot of different places also, where he talks about the importance of trying to make things, even if it is a neis, but Hashem, you know, things are done in a more low-key way. Even Kriyas Yamsev was done in a manner of a wind, an east wind. L'mayit b'neis. So here the Ramban is saying the opposite. Here he's saying that Hashem wants to make the miracle stand out even more. So is it a contradiction or is it not? And what would be the distinction? That's a question to think about. I have two suggestions, but let's hear if anyone has an idea. That's a question to consider. Yeah?
Well, you said it ain't so much on this. It's first up to, he has to make the effort. So this is different.
Okay, so that's for the Ramban over here in Parashas Noach. What about Kriyas Yamsuf, that Hashem brought a little bit in a Derech HaTeva way?
But look at the Nachshon had to jump in. No, the human aspect had to jump in you kind of like started it off.
Okay. Anyone else?
Interesting. His name was Nachshon, also Nachash.
Yeah, interesting too. I don't know what to make of that. But I will tell you two thoughts. Thought number one, this is a sefer by Rav Leib Lapiansky, brother of Varn Lapiansky, wrote a sefer called Leib Tzion al HaTorah. Now he quotes this question that he asked it to someone who I know, Baruch Hashem, a very huge Talmud Chacham in Borough Park, wrote a sefer Yekev Ephraim on the Ramban al HaTorah. It's the name of Yaakov Kapu Schwartz. So I don't know if it's in the sefer Yekev Ephraim, but Rabbi Lapiansky says, I asked this of him, and he answered as follows. He answered, the difference is the purpose of the miracle. If the purpose of the miracle is for the sake of saving somebody, saving someone, then, you know, creating a tzalah for a particular purpose, then it might be a miracle, but you want to cloak the miracle within nature. You want to lower the temperature of the miracle, not to make it as obvious. L'mayit b'nes is better, because as long as the goal is to accomplish whatever it is, it is, so then the accomplishment can happen without making the miracle so obvious. That's, in general, that's the Ramban and Parshas Noach. The difference here is that if the purpose of the miracle was specifically in order to highlight the miracle, or let's say to mechazek the Navi, you know, the more that the purpose is itself to create a Kiddush Hashem in a way for everybody to see, so that would be the way to do it, is to do it in a most miraculous fashion. That would be one approach. Now, you have to know if this works everywhere. I mean, Kriyas Yam Suf was for the sake of creating a miracle, but maybe there was for the sake of Kal Yisrael being saved. Maybe it wasn't per se to create the miracle. Here, Hashem wanted to show the miracle. That's one possibility.
But what happened to Eliyahu and Har Kamel?
So that's to Mechazek Eliyahu as a Navi. So Hashem wanted to make the miracle greater. Yeah, this is one possibility. Another thing that I saw is the following, that maybe has to do with what you were mentioning about human interaction. In other words, when a person does their own actions, so then Hashem wants, and Hashem is going to step in with a miracle, Hashem wants the miracle to be cloaked in nature. So Hashem doesn't want the miracle to have, you know, the full obvious state of miracle. So there it's sort of toned down. But if it's not human intervention, it's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like over here, where Hashem is saying, you know, just look at this snake and it's going to help. Now, you have to know, what about Mara? Mara, Hashem said to Moshe, throw the twig in the water. But that's just that's a token thing. The miracle is through Hashem. Moshe didn't do anything. It's not like istadlus per se. Hashem just made Moshe the one to throw it into the water. But basically, it was all Hashem doing it. Hashem was healing the water. Hashem made the water sweet. So then Hashem wants to show his way is to do neis betoch neis. So the difference could be, again, if it's part of a partnership with human beings, then Hashem will want the miracle to be lowered and not as obvious. But if it's clear that Kadosh Baruch Hu is stepping in to show his might, not so much the first idea, but a distinct idea. In other words, it's all beyond Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the nes is going to be made greater. Okay, these are all possibilities. There may be other suggestions, but it's an interesting question to ponder, especially since we have, you know, seemingly the Ramban himself on both sides of this issue. Okay, everyone, thank you again for joining. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Yes.
But by the Bnei Israel looking up, the same thing, look up the Nechash and Nechoshe, so then you have the positive effect that...
That's the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. It's exactly the Mishnah that tries to show you that it's not really about the means. Look, the message is, of course, you know, we're talking at a period in our history right now where, you know, we're looking for refuah, and we're hoping for a vaccine whenever, you know, it will somehow manifest itself. But I guess the answer is for us to think about, you know, the Nechash and Nechoshes was crushed by Chizkiyahu HaMelech because people putting too much faith in it. So there is and it's ironic because Nechash and Nechoshes, according to what we see in the Ramban today, the whole point, and from the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Merape. So we have to recognize that ultimately Hashem is the Borei Refuos, and if there'll be a vaccine, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of allowing us to be able to be healed through the vaccine. It's not the vaccine per se. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very important lesson, very timely lesson as well. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Shukriya.
I was thinking that what the Ramban was explaining about